Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For years, we have been talking about the neighborhood around Massachusetts Avenue and Malnia Cass Boulevard. WBUR's Deborah Becker has done extensive reporting on the neighborhood and spent some time there earlier this week. Deb, what'd you see?
Well, it's very sad. I'll start by saying that. There are streets lined with tents where people are living. I saw many people actively using drugs or nodding off, and seemingly people of all ages, races, genders, people in wheelchairs. I would say that it was quieter this week than when I visited the neighborhood earlier this month in the early morning hours. In the morning when I was there for a story, I saw many more people crowded in the streets, laying in sidewalks, people selling cigarettes, especially menthol cigarettes, which you can't legally buy in Massachusetts, people selling drugs. There's a lot of trash, human excrement. It's not a pleasant place to be.
So remind us, Deb, about the confluence that has come to Mass and Cass.
Well, the area is described as sort of the epicenter of the opioid epidemic in Massachusetts. There are several addiction treatment programs, homeless shelters, Boston Medical Center, and all of those services really are within blocks of each other. So people come to the area for services, and they have for a long time. But I think what's changed is that more people stay there. Some human services providers and business leaders estimate there are several hundred people right now living on the streets of Mass Cass.
Did you talk to people in the neighborhood? And if so, what did you hear?
I did. A lot of people say they don't know what the solution is, but they feel that it's just not sustainable. More and more people piling into the area and really no services for them, and people are getting hurt. There's violence. I spoke with business owners, human services providers, and the sheriff of the Suffolk County Jail and House of Corrections, Steve Tompkins. Here's Sheriff Tompkins talking about what he thinks is going on there, describing the area, and of course, his jail in the neighborhood.
It's getting worse every day. It's no longer just an open-air drug market, which it is. People are not just like fornicating and defecating there, which they do, but there has been an element of human trafficking that has been introduced, I'm told. I don't see how this gets better by itself. And so it needs the intervention of community activists, business folk, the state, and the city.
And the sheriff was a member of the city's Mass Cass Task Force, which Acting Mayor Janey just referred to. But the sheriff said the task force has been ineffective. And Acting Mayor Janey did say there needs to be a revamping of that group. Sheriff Tompkins is asking for a whole new task force to be formed. He thinks there should be a smaller group to try to come up with solutions.
So, Deb, 15 seconds left. Your biggest takeaway?
I would say, you know, I've been doing stories about this area for years, and there are more people there than I've ever seen. And, you know, many people say the crowds there are largely due to the closing of the Long Island Bridge in 2014. Many services were there, and I don't know if they're going to come back, but I think a concerted effort is needed to come up with a bold plan to help the people living and working in the Mass Cass area and on the streets.
We'll look forward to following this more with you. WBUR's Deborah Becker. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome.